to be together and hope everybody is doing really, really well. So let's just pick up where we had left off, essentially. Do a little bit of chazara, and then we'll be ready to, God willing, finish up the sugya. So again, we're trying to talk about the malos hadayanim that go beyond the even high bar of the Rambam, of the Bezdin Shel Shlosha, where the Rambam says you have seven things, and they're all mefurashim in Batorah. We saw that the artificial intelligence, you know, gave the wrong makor for that, which is a little disappointing, but maybe also a little comforting as well, that they're not going to put us out of business, at least not overnight. The second period, I think Rabbi Mandelstam and I, we're going to switch places, but okay. Anyway, he peeked in, so I was wondering if he changed that. So again, we have those seven midos, which are Chachma, Nava, Yira, Sinas, Hamamon, Avas Hoemes, Avas Habrios Lahen, and Bali Shem Tov. And we see very clearly that there is a Yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu, even at this level, which we suggested might make sense if you read the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin, in terms of Sanhedrios Kitanos, the Sanhedrios Gedolos. And maybe the Rambam understood that the Sanhedrin's Kitanos don't have to be limited there because it's based on a pasuk in Yisro that goes all the way down to the Sarei Aseros, to, so to speak, the lowest level of the Batei Dinim Kivuin B'Yisrael. And we thought that that was a very legitimate possibility, Lashitas HaRambam. Then, moving on within that Gemara, we talked about the idea of Hamada B'Sanhedrin of individuals who are Balei Koma, Balei Chachma, Balei Mara, Balei Kshafim, Medabrim, B'Shivim L'Shonos. Medabrim, B'Shivim L'Shonos is very clearly linked to Shalot Tehei Sanhedrin Shomas V'Pi Amiturgaman, Eid V'Pi Eid, but the other ones are certainly Omer Darsheni. For example, Rashi says by Balei Mara, Balei Koma, that what it really has to do with is Emasan Butalos Al Habrios. What does that have to do with Din? On the other hand, we already saw Avas Habrios Lahen. Why would you want people who are intimidating? Bishlam Melech, Shetehei Maso Alecha. We understand how central that is. You don't want people taking on that figure of authority. But how is this going to help? Or Balei Kshafim, Rashi talks about outing people who are, you know, Mesis Umediach, or people who are evading justice and the like. And we suggested on that basis that maybe that's really unique din in Sanhedrin Agedola. If you look in the Rambam, we're suggesting maybe this is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says, Bein Bigdola, Bein Bigtana. Oh. And the Rambam has a pretty expansive list. And there he talks about Chacham in the Voin, Muflain Bechachmas HaTorah, Balei Dei Meruba, V'yodin Ktsas Mishar Chachmos, etc. Based on the pasuk that we'll talk about today, V'siyasvu Shamimach, which was Dafka, again, not the pasuk that the Gemara was using L'Rabbanan for Domin Lecha, that was V'nasuitcha. So we'll have to get back to that issue. In any event, the Lecha Mishnah thought, you know, Kidarko, because he says essentially the same thing in the Bezdin Shel Shlosha, that this is just a din lechatchila, it's not a din leikuva. But as we said there, that was a tzarech. So here, the Rambam says, Ein mamidin b'Sanhedrin, Ella. It sounds like he really actually need this thing. So we tried to deflect the raya of the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says, yeah, if you go back to the first parak imposes population requirements for a city to have a Bezdin Shel Esrim V'Shlosha, not just a Bezdin V'Shlosha, and you also need individuals who are individuals of great character and caliber, etc., at least two of those individuals, then you could have more of them, and you have higher level Sanhedrios, and the like. So the Lecha Mishnah says, so clearly, you don't need all of them to be, you know, what the Rambam describes here, Muflan B'Chachma Satara, you only really need two of them. And he says, okay, but for those two, or those three, or those four, that's where we'll be makbid. He said, I don't know. If you really look at the language of the Rambam, it doesn't seem like the Rambam is saying the same thing. When it comes to Sanhedrios, the Rambam talks about, right, Muflan B'Chachma Satara, wonderful Torah knowledge, extraordinary, Chachamim Nevonim. When the Rambam was talking about the absolute requirement of Shnayim, he talked about Yodim Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula. And that, to me, seems like an even higher Madrega. So I wasn't so concerned about that issue. The Kesef Mishnah presents the Kasha of the Ramach, that what exactly is the function of Dayanim, knowing, you know, these areas, Cheshbonos, Chachmas HaMazalos, and on the list in Refuos. And he says, I wasn't bothered at all about Tkufos and Mazalos, because, of course, that's going to be critically, you know, involved in the process of Ibershana, in their juridical role in that in that respect. It's just surprisingly, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't answer what the Radvaz, you know, answers, like, you know, seemingly b'pshitos b'hanafas yad. It's like, well, you know, clearly, Refuah is also involved in halacha, whether it's a din ritzicha that we're interested in trying to figure out whether it's a din of Refuah b'Shabbos or achila b'yom ha-kippurim. So the question was, why didn't the Kesef Mishnah give that answer? So we suggested yesterday that the Kesef Mishnah didn't give that answer because of a very simple reason. He knows that the Rambam maintains that all these things are done al pi rofei uman, al pi rofei baki. There's not any basis for the rabbis to interfere with that issue. So he didn't understand why it was important for them to know on that basis. So we tried to answer, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and the Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'as Asor as well, that they're really separate questions. In terms of defining the medical condition, of course that will be determined by the Rofei Uman. Anybody who does so, the Torah writes in the Hilchos Refuah, that a person, even if he's a doctor, if he's not the biggest specialist in the world, the Shvi'as Damim, for him to take a case that he knows that there's somebody else who's better to take such a case. It's a complete iser. Right, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do. If you know that there's somebody who's truly a better specialist, so you have to be insane, right? Insane with maybe arrogance. You know, that's shota rasha v'gas ruach to get involved in such a thing, right? There's somebody down the block who can, you know, help this person much better than you can, and you're fumbling around. So that's obviously that's true of doctors. So kav v'chomer people who aren't doctors. But we suggested there are two reasons that you'd want the rabbis to know. First of all, you'd have to know who to ask. So if you're not familiar at some level, the Rambam doesn't say it has to be a world expert, but Yodin Ksasim Yishar Chachmos, that if you have an epidemiology question, you go to an epidemiologist. If you have a cardiology question, you go to the cardiologist. You have an infectious disease question, you go to the infectious disease specialist. You have to know who to ask. Right? The Rofei Baki depends on who the, you know, what the area is. So, and this might sound like the most obvious thing in the world to you. I'm just telling you from real life, personal experience. I see this as a toast. That's a very common toast. You're asking people, like every doctor is the same. They have totally different specialty areas altogether. Okay, that's number one. And number two is even beyond that, to understand and to be able to interpret lahalacha what the doctor is saying. Very, 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 very few cases. I would say less than 1% of the cases, the doctor is going to say, he vadai will die, or he vadai will live. The doctor, you have to have a discussion. So to be able to interpret what the doctor is saying, in terms of translating that into halachic categories, is this a chola mesukan? Is this a chola sheino mesukan? Is this a bar yumechosh ba'alma? What are the implications? You have to understand what the, you know, what the issues are. And that way, you can be the proper recipient of the information, both by virtue of who you're asking, and in addition to that, how that information then is being processed, and how you're asking, you know, follow-up questions and the like, to make sure that there's a true understanding there. So I think that was really what the Rambam had in mind in terms of Yodin Ksas Mishar Chachmos, and I thought that was actually Meduyak, she Yodin Ladun Osam, right, so that they can then be done in those areas to understand what it was that the relevant subject matter experts were telling them. One other point that we mentioned in the Rambam yesterday, we'll discuss this a little bit more. The Rambam had said, "Ein ma'amidin b'sanhedrin." This time he didn't say "ben b'gdola ben b'ktana," just said "b'sanhedrin." Klanin levim yisraelim yuchasin haruyun li nasi lekahuna shenem rabbi siatzvu shamimach b'domin lecha b'chachma b'yira uve yichos. So the question is, what was the change, the subtle change in the Rambam's language between Anashim Chachamim Nevonim Muflan V'Chachmas HaTorah, where it was clear as Bein B'gdol Bein B'Ktana, and here Ein Ma'amidin B'Sanhedrin? Are we meant to see that as a distinction? Okay, so that's where we had left things off. So that is where we shall pick things up. Good. Okay, so let's have a look now at the Kesef Mishnah. Ariel, I think you're up today. Okay, right, that was Rabbi Yehuda's response. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right, that was like the second day in Rashi, which I think is correct. Right, because you don't need these people to be quasi-prophets. You need them to be great chachamim. The Gemara says, chacham adif minavi labriut. Right, so we don't need them to have prophecy. Okay. Meaning that was the, those even the lower courts. Pasuk says, "V'akel me'alecha v'nasu itcha," and we made a big deal about that because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin of Moshe Rabbeinu is in the paradigm anyway. So why would we care that much? But according to the Rabbanan, it is. And according to the Rabbanan, they came up from the lowest levels. We wanted to bring a lot of rayas from that. So, okay. So that's the pasuk that the Rambam should quote, right? V'nasu itcha bedomin lecha. I mean, that's the way the Gemara presents it. So, Perikam, but the Sanhedrin, that's just what we saw. Daf Yud Zayin, the Sanhedrin Gdola Shalayin Aleph. Okay, so he wants to say that that Techia, that Pasuk, V'yisya'atzfu Sham Imach, right, is the Mishum Shechina is only Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe according to the Rabbanan, that's also still a live source, right, for the issue of Bedomin Lecha. So I thought that was a very strange answer. First of all, it's Mefurash in the Gemara that it's Rabbi Yehuda. I'm like, oh, maybe that's only according to, of course that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But then the rabbis respond, but there's another pasuk, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, I need that pasuk for Domin Lecha. And then explicitly the Rabbanan say, no, but we learned that from Ve'akel Me'alacha V'nasu Itcha. Okay, so Micah, that bothered you also. It's not as if you have to wonder about that. So why in the world would the Rambam have said, V'hisyatzvu Sham Imach? I don't understand the Kesef Mishnah's answer at all in the Shakla Vitaria. First of all, what do you mean, like, it might be Rabbi Yehuda? Of course it is Rabbi Yehuda. Oh. So I'd like to suggest the following. Or Micah, you wanted to make a suggestion? Yeah. You figured it out? Okay, good. Go ahead. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam clearly knew the Gemara. Shenemar v'yisya'atzu Sham Imach, v'dom l'cha v'chach m'avira v'yichos. So I totally agree, and maybe I'll put things in slightly different terms, but I want to go in a similar direction. So it seems like the Rambam brings this pasuk of V'yisya'atzvu Sham Imach dafka in the context of the Sanhedrin HaGedola, as opposed to Bein Begdola, Bein Begtana. And the Rambam was saying that we should read the Gemara this way. We initially start off with the idea of how big is the Sanhedrin HaGedola, right? That's the subject of our Gemara. And we have a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim take the position, the Rabbanan say, well, of course it's 71. V'siyatzu sham imach, imach v'at ba'adayu. Right, that you're going to be with them. Now, implicit in that, l'shitas HaRambam, was the idea that if there's any tziruf, if you want to put Moshe Rabbeinu as part of anybody, of course they have to be on some level like him. That they can't be Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of Adon l'chol ha'neviim, but that pasuk subsumes under it the idea that they're bedomin lecha. Otherwise, what are you going to like put Moshe Rabbeinu on the, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to integrate into any body, that body must be a very qualified body, right? Bechachma uveyira uveyichus, to quote from the Rambam. Then the chiddush of the Rabbanan was, oh, by the way, that standards, even on Bat Din where Moshe Rabbeinu will have no participation, Sanhedrios Kitanos, those too have a din of Domin Lecha. Micah, this is what you were saying. And even, by the way, Lashitas HaRambam, Bez Din Shal Shlusha. V'akel Me'alacha V'nasu Itcha. But it's a given, it's an axiom. Once you say V'yatsu Shamimach, you can't integrate Moshe Rabbeinu into a group that's totally not Shayach for him. So that elevates the Sanhedrin to a completely different mala. I think that's what the Rambam was saying. So when it comes to the Sanhedrin Kitana, that's a chiddush. Ya'kel mi'alacha v'nasu itcha. When it comes to Sanhedrin Gedola, the very fact that the Shita of the Rabbanan is that Moshe is part of this rabbinic body, so that means this rabbinic body has to, you know, exist. You know, at a certain madrega. I don't want to say which one it was, but it was maybe in 7 years of RCBC meetings, I think this was the funniest line. It might have been like my second or third year on the VOD. Don't worry, I'm not like getting into any issues of substance. They can't, you know. But we were incorporating new members. Some organizations, you know, they have very fancy bylaws, you know, to become a part of the organization. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. I think in the RCBC, you have to be like rabbi of Orthodox Shul in Bergen County. Like, I think that's pretty much. So, there wasn't even, like, a formal process. Like, it was just, like, it was on the agenda. You showed up, new members. So, even some other organizations are part, like yeah, somebody has to make a formal motion, then there's a seconding of the motion, you know, there's like stuff like that. So, they're sitting there, the guys, Rabbanim, young Rabbanim, younger than I was. And so the president says, we have new Rabbanim here, and he announces their names, and welcome to the RCBC. To which one of the senior rabbis says, that's all it takes, you know. But if you want to be part of a, you know, rabbinic body that Moshe Rabbeinu is a part of, so it makes sense to say, B'domin lecha, v'siyatz v'sham imach, imach v'ad badayu. Otherwise, how is Moshe Rabbeinu going to integrate into this, you know, august rabbinic body? I happen to like the RCBC very much. I'm just saying, you know, it's not, you know, we don't have to hold ourselves to the standard of the Sanhedrin, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a part of. That being said, I think there is a very important point to be made about the Hashra'as HaShechinah, something we discussed at the beginning of the year, and I'll come back to it. There's no doubt that Rabbi Yehuda's rejoinder of Hasam Mishum Shechinah is true. V'atzaltim naruach hashar lacha, we don't need, you know, people to become Nevi'im. On the other hand, the idea that the Sanhedrin is channeling the Hashra'as HaShechinah, I think, is absolutely the case. Remember, they're only done dine nefashos when they are bilishkas hagazis. They're only the conduits, right? Sanhedrin HaGadol, this was like the very beginning of the year. We started with Zakin Mamri, said, you know, the Bezna HaGadol, Shabi Yerushalayim, they are the Ikar Torah Sheval Peh. Hey, Mamudei HaRosh, Shemisham Tetzei Choku Mishpat Li Yisrael, right? Etc., etc. And we'll come back to that idea in a moment. The point is that no dine nefashos can be done anywhere in the world if they aren't in that place. Makom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shmo sham. Right? It wasn't like we looked around for real estate in Yerushalayim and everything was just too expensive, so we decided to put the Sanhedrin down in the Lishkas HaGazis, right? We don't think that that's true at all. And the makom is very much gorim. So that's a different kind of Hashra'as HaShechinah. It reminds me of a Gemara in Kiddushin and Ayin Rebbeis. This is the Gemara of Asar Yochsin that I think ties very deeply into what the Rambam was trying to say regarding this form of Hashra'as HaShechinah. So, Ariel, if you don't mind doing the honors, I'm Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina.
Sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asher Shkinato in Ma'asher El Al Mishpachos Miyukhasos Shir Yisrael Shem Arbeitah Yinuim Hashem Eyal Kim L'chol Mishpachot Yisrael L'chol Yisrael Lo Ne'amar El L'chol Mishpachos V'heima Yu Li Al Am Amarav Ar Rebuna Zom Ala Yisera Beish Ben Yisrael V'geirim Z'ilu Beisrael Ben Behu Behu Ba'iti Ba'am Le'vokim V'heima Yu Li Le'am.
Oh! So here, the Gemara says explicitly, when it comes to the Hashras HaShchina, right, the Hashras HaShchina is limited to the Mishpachos Miyuchasos Shebi Yisrael. That seems to be of a very strong piece of the Rambam is saying. In Ma'amidin B'Sanhedrin, Kohan Levim, Yisrael Miyuchasin. What's Miyuchasin? Again, technically speaking, Ru'uyin Lahasi Lekuna, Shenamar V'Siyatzvu Shamimach, Domin L'cha B'chach Mavira, and then Biyichos. That's the kind of Hashras HaShchina, I think, that we're looking for in the Sanhedrin. Not the Hashras HaShchina of Nevuah, but basic Chakira, two dinim of Hashras HaShchina, but the, and again, one of them was relevant to Esfali Shivimish Mizikne Israel, but Hashras HaShchina, the kind that, you know, is relevant for the Lishkas HaGazis, and the Sanhedrin HaGedolah. So that I think is a very important point. Now again, all of this rests on the diuk that Mike and I want to push, Ein Ma'amidin B'Sanhedrin, there the Rambam is already talking about the Sanhedrin Agdola, because Stam Sanhedrin is the Sanhedrin Agdola, as opposed to Bein Bigdola, Bein Bigtana. So maybe we can, you know, establish that point a little bit more strongly. So the Sifrei, Dvarim Kufnun Beis, so at El HaKohanim HaLevi'im.
Mitzvos Beis Din Shiyu Bo'Kohanim Levi'im.
Okay. So he says that there's a mitzvah in Beis Din, that the Kohanim and Levi'im should, you know, have a representation there. Okay, that's the Sifrei. Now the Lecha Mishnah comments a bit. This, like I say, you know, the Lecha Mishnah and I have been at odds this entire sugya, but right, I'm not. I don't want people to get say I'm getting predictable. So the Sifrei Parshas Shoftim. Kant of Elisa. So the Mishnah proves, based on the context of the pasuk, the Kant of Elisa El Hamakom, right? El Hakohanim Halavim Vel Hashofet Asher Yebayamim Ahem. So he's talking about Yerushalayim. So Micah, good news for us, right? The Lecha Mishnah actually supports our theory here. We're not trying to pick and choose. But he thought that this line in the Rambam, Ein Ma'amidin B'Sanhedrin, was very clearly the Sanhedrin HaGedolah. And that's where it's a mitzvah to have Kohanim and Levi'im. Again, it's not a preposterous idea that you might say that they should be part of every Beis Din. Yoru Mishpatach Yaakov Esor Eschal Yisrael. But I would say, based on the Seifa Dekra, you might get the impression that it's Dafka the Sanhedrin. Why? Yasimu kitarav yapecha v'chalil al mizbechecha. We're talking about specifically in conjunction with the mizbeach melamed chemisimin Sanhedrin eitzel al mizbeach, that we're referring to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim for this form of Hashras HaShchina. And again, it's a very practical point, because when they're not there, once they're in Galus, there's Bittel to Dine Nefashos, really only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take life for those who are the Shluchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, channeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that fashion. In which case, a very clear and important point emerges in the Rambam. The Rambam had, as we know, very high standards for any Beis Din Kavua B'Yisrael. He had even higher standards for any Sanhedrin, Ben Bigdola, Ben Bigtana. They're going to be Dan Dine Nefashos. It makes sense, and the Rambam wanted them to be mufla in Bechachmas HaTorah, Balei Deya Meruba, Yodin Ksas Mishar Chachmos, as we explained. But, when it came to the Sanhedrin HaGedola, there, what was the Rambam looking for? What is the singular separating dimension? Micah, outstanding. That was what the Rambam was looking for there. The qualities of the Beis Din Shel Shlosha are so impressive, especially if you believe, like I do, that they're Me'akev. The qualities of the Beis Din Shel Esrei V'Shlosha are even more impressive, Even more impressive. Balei de'am eruba, muflain b'chachma, so that's incredible. But the Sanhedrin HaGedolah is still unique. The Beis Din at the top still has a special calling. They're the ones who have to be ru'uyin l'hashra'as ha'shechina, not in the sense of Rabbi Yehuda, v'yatzalti min haruach asher alecha, but they're the ones who will literally have to be in that place. What do we call Yerushalayim, right? Yom Yerushalayim, tomorrow. Hamakom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shemo sham. Yerushalayim is defined as the makom ha'shechina, more on that in just a moment. And therefore, they have to be ra'oy to sort of channel that, to receive that. What if, for that, what do you need? Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim miyuchasin, Gemara Kiddushin, Ein Hashchina Shora, Ela Mishpachos miyuchasin Shib Yisrael. One point before the however. This idea, right, that Yerushalayim is the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Meshaken Shemo Sham, and hence the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, specifically in the Lishkas HaGazis, you know, takes on that status, I think can be instantiated. It also raises a very important question. It's instantiated, as we know, by the very famous words of the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. I can't ask KD anymore. So, you know.
The lowly track. Okay.
The Rambam. Lama ni omer, this is Vav Tesayim. B'mikdash v'Yerushalayim. She'kedusha rishona kedusha asan lasid lava. V'kedusha sharet Yisrael. That was instilled through. How was the Kedusha Rishona put there in the first place? Two words. Yes! Nice! Very well done, Sariel. Okay, Kibosh Rabin, Yoshua Binun. Okay, what was the Kibosh Yachid? Why? Nice. Boys. David went out of order. My Talmidim are great. Okay. V'lamani omer v'kdesh Yerushalayim, she'kdusha rishon ha'kdusha l'asid lavo, k'dusha charet yisol, l'nin shir s'maises v'chayotze v'hen lo'kit shal asid lavo, v'fi she'kdusha s'amikdash Yerushalayim mipnei ha'shchina. U'shchina ena b'teila. Vayreu Omer, Gemara Megillah, Vashimosius Mikdashecham, Amr Chachamim, Avavish Shomimin, Bikdushasan Henomdin. Kdushas Hashchina is never batel. So Yerushalayim has that whole status. It's the Makom, Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Shaken Shmosham. Now, obviously, there are Milos within Yerushalayim. The Kodesh Kadashim is the holiest place there. Then you have the Kodesh and, you know, Asara Kedushos, the Mishnah and Kelim. You all know that. Abachiyav Ha'aretz, B'shviyus, B'maisros, Adol Midneshu, Kibosh Rabim. Sariel. Nice. Right? V'kevat Shinuch Ha'aretz, Mideyam, Batal Kibosh. What you take through power, you lose through power. You go to any playground, and you see one kid picks up the toy from another kid. Right? Some kid knocks him down, takes a toy. And the bigger kid comes and knocks that kid down and takes the toy. That's the law of the jungle. So, Batal Kibush, V'nifter min ha'Torah min ha'Maisus min ha'Shviyah Shireyin ha'Eretz Yisrael. V'kevin sh'ala Ezra v'kid sh'alo kid sh'a b'kibush ala b'chazaka she'chaziku ba, what I like to call the idea of the unbreakable bond. Once we came back, that was a much stronger form of Kedusha, because it demonstrated this wasn't about military conquest. Right? It was about this homing mechanism that we have to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Fika chomakom shechziku bo'olei bavel v'nizkadesh v'kdushas ha'zrashni arei mekudash v'alvi shenil kacharetz menu v'chayev v'shviyas v'maisras al derech shabiyarnu b'hokos truma. Fine. So that I think is a very clear point, and it should be limited to the Bezdin HaGadol should be Yerushalayim. But this is a tzarech iyun for me, and you know, maybe you guys can, you know, this is a makom for you guys to be misgad there. What was the question that I started wondering about? I have no resolution to this question, but I just want to be mala because I think sometimes it's good to do these things and give you guys something to think about and demonstrate, you know, that I don't have the answers to every prat in the sugya, I can't dot every I. I was wondering about...
Arvai.
Yeah, and Pesach Hazara. Like maybe Dafka there, you would want that. Maybe Dafka there. You'd be Mechalik, but it's in the Sanhedrin Tanios of the Ayaros and those Sanhedrios, because those are approximating the Lishkas HaGazis. But then I thought, I guess I will suggest an answer, but I don't think it's so Mechrach. I could see it either way, based on the Rambam and Hochos Mamrim that we started the year with. Okay. So there, Ariel, if you don't mind. We're unapologetically dependent on their understanding, their interpretation of the Torah, and they are the nexus through which everything radiates out, right? That's what we mean when we say Yotze L'chol Yisrael. So what I'd like to suggest is the following. They have to be ra'oi for that Ashra'as Hashchina. After all, right, people are going to be determining the fate of the lives of others. You know, the ultimate power of life and death. So, of course, you need Siyata Deshmaya and Ashra'as Hashchina for that. And they have to be ru'uyin for that Ashra'as Hashchina. V'yisyatzvu shamimach bedomin lecha b'chachma Uve yira, uve yichos, morally, spiritually, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Chinaso, Ela Mishpachos Miuchas Shabi Yisrael. But like I've indicated in the past, and Eitan, maybe this is why we can say, you know, Har HaBayis and the Azara are a little bit different. I don't think they're holding on to it for themselves. The way that it always seemed to me was the following. You need Hashras Hashchina to pass Kedina Nefashos. So why isn't Psak Din and Nefashos limited to the Sanhedrin Agidola? Because what happens is they channel the Ashras Hashchina down the line. So if they're not in the Lishkas HaGazis, the whole system fails, right? There's like a system failure. But if they're in the Lishkas HaGazis, then the Sanhedrin is done, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechutzlar. It's any Bezdin, Shalasim, Mishlosha, who have Smuchin, can be done at Din and Nefashos Shaila, wherever they are. Whether at the Pesach Har HaBayis, or Pesach Hazara, or in any individual city, even theoretically in Chutz La'aretz. So they have to be ra'oi to be conductors of the Shechina. But once they are at that highest level, right, Yossi, once they are, the Bezna Gadol, ra'oi for Ashras HaShechina, in the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Shekein Shemo Sham, they can funnel it down. In which case, you might not need Kohanim, Levi'im, Miyuchasin, in any other Bezdin. You can funnel it down once you have the conductor. So not every Sanhedrin Ketana is going to be held to this standard, even if they are going to be done the most critical, complex Shilos, the highest weighted Shilos, you know, in all of Klal Yisrael. So again, the Sakeim, what we have is three tiers. We have a tier now to go from top down, where the Rambam said in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and it's so meduyak, Kama Bate Din and Kvun Yisrael, Bezna Gadol Shav Yerushalayim, Kovin Oso Tchila. That's the top level. That's the conductor, as I call it, to conduct the Hashras HaShechina down. And they have the added Maila, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, I think, in a Shechina Shorel Mishpachos Miuchasos Bi Yisrael. We're not talking about the Shechina of Nevuah, of Atzalti Min HaRuach HaShar Alecha. We're talking about the Hashras HaShechina because God is the true Dayan. Everything we talked about of Amishpat the Lokim Hu. That's one Maila. Then, presumably, starting with the Pesach Chazara, Pesach Harabayis, and down to the Sanhedrios Ketanos, there we have, you know, in addition to the seven that we'll reiterate, we have Muflain Bechachmas HaTorah. I would say that's the one that stands out. Balei Dei Ameruba, Yodin Ksas Mishar Chachmos, right, whether it's Refuos, Tkufos, Vichule, very impressive body, you know, of people. We thought that was a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether some of those criterion were limited. Rashi, it seems to me that they are limited to the Bezdin HaGadol. For the Rambam, explicitly they're not. It's a Sanhedrin Gedola u Sanhedrin Ketana. But then, maybe the most, you know, profound of all is that even the lowest courts, right, V'akel Me'alacha V'nasu Itcha, the Rambam, as we explained it, Hisyatu Shami Mach means Me'ela, the Sanhedrin HaGadola, has to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. How else could he be part of a body? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be part of your club. You better be a pretty good club. Right? But we have a special pasuk that tells us that the gushpanka, the special qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, filter all the way down, even to the Bez Din Shlosh Shlosha. And that includes Chachma, Anova, Yiras, and Asamamon, Avas Ho'emes, Avas Habrios Lahen, Ubalei Shem Tov. And we noted explicitly that Anova, contra AI, okay, is Mishum Moshe Rabbeinu, Hareza Mefurash Bekra, right? Va'ish Moshe Anav Mod Mikol Adam Mishra Pnei Adama. Anshe Chayil is predicated on the idea of, amongst other things, Vayakum Moshe Vayoshian. So, again, Moshe Rabbeinu's impact is felt at three different madrigos. L'sakim. Every Nasi, the Rambam says, is Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sanhedrin itself, all 70 members of the Sanhedrin, V'siyat v'shamimach, m'meila, have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. B'domen l'chaz, Rambam says, b'chachma b'anava uv'yichos, because that body has to be Raya v'ashras ha'shchina. And then all Dayanim, our Chiddushes, even the Besin Shul Shlosha, have to have the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, at least in certain respects. So, it's like, you know, different Madregos, three different levels of Moshe Rabbeinu. One final word about Yerushalayim, because we're not going to get to it tomorrow, but the idea, today they marked it in Eretz Yisrael, and can try to follow the Rabbanut about these things. I think TABC is marking it tomorrow, right? Okay, bayom, whatever. So the idea, of course, I was talking about Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham. That if you take exactly those same people, the Sanhedrin, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Yuchasim, and you move them out of that space, we know the chain is broken. Nobody has the right to be done dini nefashos. Even though they're the same caliber people, they haven't changed. Just literally one more minute. We can't deny the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has injected a special Kedusha into Yerushalayim. The Kedusha is HaShechina. Eina B'teila La'olam. Hashem allows His Kedusha to be felt there, His Shechina to be felt. Without that place, those same extremely impressive people who are at the highest level, right, even more than the Bez Shel Shlosha, even more than all the Sanhedrios Ketanos, and they have this added dimension, they're roi for Hashras HaShechina, but they won't have it. Yerushalayim is still singular. Some things we can do, you know, they can work themselves up to, you know, be very impressive people. Muflaim b'chachma satar, and, you know, the whole thing. But in the end of the day, there's a part that does really come from the top down. That isn't, you know, our, that isn't something that, you know, we can compensate for. Once they're outside, of Yerushalayim, they're outside of Yerushalayim. And they don't have that same Hashras HaShchina. And the entire system, all the way down the line, suffers the consequences. Nobody can be done Dini Nefashos. So, lest we minimize, not that anybody here is, but lest that we minimize Yerushalayim, the fact is that the Makom is Gorim. As impressive as these people are, put them outside of Lishkan HaGazis, Arbayim Shana, Kodem HaChorban, Nigla Sanhedrin, it doesn't matter how ru'uyim they are for Hashras HaShchina, it's not going to happen for them. The system is offline, literally, offline. Right? No internet reception. You have the best laptop in the world, but there's no internet reception. You still can't do your work. Okay. So I'll hold it up here.